We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. Approximately 12 minutes ago, thousands of people around the world have suddenly disappeared. At this time, very little is known. We have reports of a loud sound, possibly a bright flash of light. The United Nations have called for an emergency meeting of world leaders. We have our reporter Dave standing by at the White House. Dave, what's going on at the White House?
It's frightening. There's thousands of people in the street. Family members were taken. It seems all the small children have disappeared. You can hear the mothers screaming for their children. We've got reports every baby in the hospital has disappeared. This is a nightmare. There's several major fires. You can hear the sirens in the background. Several airplanes have crashed. People are panicking everywhere. We've had several suicides. People are screaming, this is the end of the world. Tom, whatever this is, it's frightening.
Dave, has the White House made any statement? We have lost the connection. Dave, are you there? Dave.
I'm sorry, Tom. Would you repeat the question? I can hardly hear with all the chaos here.
Dave, has the White House made any statement?
Tom, the president is scheduled to address the nation within the hour. The United Nations has called an emergency meeting with world leaders. President and top advisors are flying out immediately after addressing the nation. They're asking people to stay in their houses and as much as possible not to panic. The feeling here is, Tom, the White House just doesn't know what to do.
Dave, does anybody have any idea what has happened?
Tom, it's too frightening to imagine. There is speculation that this was some kind of UFO abduction. Some are screaming this must be the end of the world. There's a few who think this could possibly be an event foretold by Christians called the Rapture.
What you have just heard is a scenario of an event to take place in the near future. It is referred to by Christians as the Rapture. It is a time when Jesus Christ will rapture or remove all the truly saved people according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians 15, and many other verses. It will usher in the seven-year Great Tribulation, the time of the Antichrist. And if you think the rapture is just a pie-in-the-sky, Bible thumper's fantasy, stick around, friend. You need to know what is about to take place. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, Jesus Christ provides a picture of the end times. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And what was as the days of Noah like? Genesis chapter 6, verse 11 says, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Could there possibly be a better description of this generation? Violence is daily splattered across our TVs and newspapers. According to a 1987 Justice Department study, 8 out of every 10 Americans will be the victims of violent crime. Since 1960, violent crime has increased over 500%. Over 16,000 crimes occur at our public schools every single day. Newsweek magazine, August the 2nd, 1993, says, quote, violence is devastating this generation, end quote. Another unusual description of the end times is found in Luke chapter 17. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. The days of Lot were characterized by Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality, and sodomy. The recent homosexual march on Washington, endorsed by President Clinton, was the largest such gathering in history. Men dressed as women, women bare-breasted, men passionately kissing other men, openly simulating acts of sexual perversion. Much as in the days of Lot, they openly flaunted their sin in sodomy. As soldiers declaring war on decency, they marched and chanted, we're young, we're queer, we're gonna rule the world.
We're young, we're queer, we're gonna rule the world. We're young, we're queer, we're gonna rule the world.
Sodomy and homosexuality has exploded on mainstream America virtually overnight. Until 1974, the American Psychiatric Association listed homosexuality as a mental disorder, and sodomy is still against the law in some states. And when you consider the deadly plague of AIDS, common sense and compassion would at the very least discourage the homosexual lifestyle. And yet, without rhyme or reason, homosexuality is romanced and glamorized by the media, talk shows, and politicians literally day and night. Senator Ted Kennedy and many other politicians have vowed to pass legislation for homosexuals to be protected under the Civil Rights Act. The media has continually portrayed the homosexual relationship as a monogamous, loving family environment. But according to the Institute for Sex Research, the average homosexual will have between 300 and 500 sex partners. And 28% of all male homosexuals admitted to having sex with over 2,000 partners. Books such as Heather Has Two Mommies and Daddy's Roommate Promoting Homosexuality are appearing in our elementary schools. And according to the Washington Post, bisexuality and homosexuality have become the in thing among our public schools. Echoing the cry of the men of Sodom and is found in Genesis 19, verse 5, Michael Swift writes in the Gay Community News, quote, "We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your seminaries, in your youth groups," end quote. One of the clearest prophecies dealing with the end times is 666, the mark of the beast. No other generation could remotely claim the fulfillment of 666. But without question, you and I are witnessing the opening of the door to 666. Information Week, a major corporate magazine, on October the 11th, 1993, boldly displayed on its cover, "The Cashless Society, It's in the Cards." The article dogmatically stated, "Bet your bottom dollar, the United States is becoming a cashless society. By next year, cards will be used to pay for health care and insurance, to receive government benefits, and to buy items in vending machines." Omni Magazine, June 1991, announced, quote, "Cash and credit cards will soon be obsolete," end quote. And if you think they're kidding, friend, listen to this piece of information. Newsweek magazine reported of a pilot program being tested at the Marine Corps' Parris Island training base in South Carolina. And according to Newsweek, quote, "The base is in fact a cashless economy. Even the telephones take smart cards," end quote. And pilot programs are already being tested in Minnesota, New Jersey, Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Dayton, Ohio. And according to Lawrence Rudman, USDA Director of Public Affairs, quote, "It's only a matter of time before all federal programs are brought into compliance." In 1974, a strange mark began appearing on our products. Until today, virtually everything carries those familiar UPC barcodes. And on every UPC barcode, there is three hidden numbers. And what do you suppose are the three embedded numbers? You guessed it, 666. But something else has happened. It seems some barcodes are mysteriously starting to show up with two letters underneath the barcode, the letter F and the letter H. And according to the researchers, they stand for forehead or hand, and the purchaser must have the required mark in their forehead or hand before purchasing. You say it'll never happen. Friend, I have copies of some of them. They're already out. You hear me, and you hear me well. The horrifying door to 666, the mark of the beast, has begun to open. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, one of the end time signs Jesus Christ mentions is, "There shall be earthquakes in divers places." Listen to these statistics. Between 1897 and 1946, earthquakes registering six or more on the Richter scale occurred at the rate of three every 10 years. But between 1946 and 1956, the rate went to seven. Between 1956 and 1966, the rate grew to 17. And by the 1967 to 1976 period, the number had swelled to an unbelievable 1980, an increase of over 6,000% in only 40 years. The United States Geological Service presently reports over 1 million earthquakes every year. In the last few years, some very unusual and very unexpected events began occurring around the globe. On November 1989, against all odds, the Berlin Wall came crashing down, and the once mighty Soviet Empire collapsed with a devastating sound. And the world we once knew began to take a new form. And as never before in history, world leaders began trumpeting for a new world order. As trade barriers are quickly being dissolved with the likes of NAFTA, GATT, and other treaties, the mysterious New World Order is right on schedule, and the center stage is being set for the soon rise of the Antichrist. In Belgium, the headquarters of the European Community Office, statesman P.H. Spock recently stood up and cried, quote, "The truth is that the method of international committees has failed. What we need is a person. Someone of the highest order, of great experience, of great authority, of wide influence, of great energy, either a civilian or a military man, no matter what his nationality, let him come quickly," end quote. And Mr. Spock, he will come, and he will come very, very quickly. Author Dave Hunt begins his book, Global Peace, with this sobering statement. Somewhere at this very moment, on planet Earth, the Antichrist is almost certainly alive, bidding his time, awaiting his cue. The Bible teaches the Antichrist will head up a 10-nation revised Roman Empire. And on January the 1st, 1993, the revised Roman Empire officially began. Called the United States of Europe, the Wichita Eagle described its uncanny birth, quote, "Since the fall of the Roman Empire, there has been the dream of a unified Europe. We are seeing a brand new Roman Empire reconstructed," end quote. The Bible also refers to the revised Roman Empire as Babylon. Babylon began in Genesis chapter 11 when Nimrod tried to reach heaven and bring in a one-world government with the Tower of Babel, which God destroyed. The official poster for the United States of Europe is amazing. Believe it or not, but it actually portrays the United States of Europe as the Tower of Babel or Babylon, with 12 stars representing the current 12 nations of the United States of Europe. And if that weren't enough, the 12 stars are not ordinary stars, but they're upside-down pentagrams, which just so happens to be the universal symbol for Satanism found on the cover of the Satanic Bible. But there's more. A very interesting news item appeared in the magazine ASTM, Standardization News. Standardization News is a worldwide magazine that reports on standards set throughout the commercial world. A recent issue was devoted to the United States of Europe. And if you don't think the Bible's coming to life, friend, listen to this. It just so seems the United States of Europe has decided they will utilize an identifying mark. Page 30 of the article reads, quote, "One cannot market or sell a product unless it has the EC mark." Revelation 13, verse 17, on the mark of the beast, reads almost identical, "and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark." Friend, there can be no doubt about it, Jesus Christ is coming soon. Prophecy after prophecy, not one, not two, but many, fulfilled to the smallest detail, at the same time, seemingly overnight, exactly as the Bible prophesied over 2,000 years ago. To say it's all just by wild chance or coincidence is simply ridiculous. The Bible also prophesies a peace treaty between Israel and the Middle East that will usher in the Great Tribulation. John Walford, in his best-selling book, Armageddon, Oil in the Middle East Crisis, on page 113 says, quote, A peace settlement in the Middle East is one of the most important events predicted for the end time, end quote. And on September 13th, 1993, the peace process began. As the world stood in awe, Israel and the PLO signed an historic peace treaty, and peace treaties with Jordan and Syria are currently in the works. Friend, something very significant is about to happen. It's so obvious. Time magazine of September 13, 1993 made these remarkable statements, quote, "The past few years have been an age of miracles. The Berlin Wall tumbles. The Soviet Empire melts away. Now comes what may be considered one of the greatest miracles of all, the first acknowledgement by my Israelis and Palestinians that they share the land both call home." And the article said this, "Unimaginable events, consummations devoutly wished for but never really expected, have succeeded one another as if the Creator had whispered up a new world." End quote. Friend, Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon. Jack Van Impe was recently asked, in light of all the worldwide events taking place, just how near are we to the rapture? Dr. Van Impe replied, quote, "In 40 years of preaching and teaching prophecy, I've never been able to say this, but we're just minutes, hours, days away from the rapture." Friend, the evidence is overwhelming. The rapture could occur literally any minute. The hour is very late. Have you ever been saved? Friend, you do not want to miss the rapture. The time of the tribulation will be beyond anything imaginable. Jesus Christ Himself says in Mark chapter 13, verse 19, "For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created until this time, neither shall be." There's nothing you could imagine to compare with the tribulation. The whole world will be controlled by Satan himself. And friend, it will happen, and it will happen very, very soon. Billy Graham, in his book Storm Warning, makes this warning. Quote, "There is something ominous in the air. I am intrigued by both the horror and hope of what lies just ahead." End quote. Friend, don't miss the rapture. Revelation chapter 9, verse 6 describes the horror, "And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." Friend, if you've never been saved, don't wait another minute. You can be saved this very minute over this telephone. The Bible says in Matthew 24, verse 44, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." Friend, are you ready? It's simple to be saved. Know that you're a sinner. Know that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for your sins. And the best way you know how, you simply trust Him and Him alone as your personal Savior. It's this simple. Pray this prayer and mean it with all your heart. "Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and unless you save me, I'm lost forever. I thank you for dying for me at Calvary. And Lord Jesus, I come to you now the best way I know how and ask you to save me. I now receive you as my Savior in Jesus Christ's name. Amen."